So often, I meet people, listen to them, and almost always, there's an unfulfilled dream, something that God's laid on their heart for them to do. And why wouldn't there be? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And just as it says there in that verse, invariably that dream, that calling, is a perfect fit with the gift that God has placed within us. You and I have been created specifically to do the things that God has already prepared for us to do. But when we choose to live out that dream, it's like stepping on a battlefield. The moment you choose for your life to make a difference in this world, to count, to weigh in for Christ, let me tell you, your enemy, the devil, is going to come after you with a pickaxe. There'll be temptation after temptation. In fact, some days the weight of sin and the opposition we face will be so fierce, so brutal, so painful that we'll want to give up. Does that sound even vaguely familiar to you? Have you ever been tempted to throw it all in, to give up? I'm pretty sure we all have. Maybe you're going through a difficult spot in your marriage at the moment and you want to give up. Perhaps you want to give up on a difficult son or daughter, or the church that God's called you to, because, frankly, it's just too hard. It's not fun anymore. If that idea of giving up has ever crossed your mind, here's a word for you. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that has been set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." Just imagine if Jesus had given up on his way to the cross. Imagine where you and I would be now. No hope, no future. Thank God Jesus didn't give up. He was tempted right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he stayed the course. I believe God wants to breathe some courage into your heart today. Run with perseverance the race that has been set before you, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. Don't give up. Look to Jesus. It doesn't matter how bad things get. Hang in there for the sake of the joy that is to come. That's God's word, fresh for you today.